Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
I loved
your show today and labeled.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Thank you.
I caught it live. I thought that second half of it was great.
Has anybody else seen it, Toby or Devin?
I haven't seen it yet. I saw it pop up.
I saw you it. Did, I saw Toby? The one in the BC Club or 60. Okay.
How much did you watch? How many minutes of it did you watch, Toby?
I watched a good bit, over half.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's how long was it? How long was it?
I've been the first 30 minutes and 35 and then 40 today. I just kind of go, you know, been kind of just going. And I've just found, I've been brainstorming with Matt on it, but it's real funny. It's hard to just get started with it at the beginning.
But then like anything that's new like that, but it's obviously weird and nobody's going to get it or like it. And that's the best. That's what's so great about it.
I'm getting
it's
some awesome. Good feedback. I'm getting some it's good awesome. Feedback.
Yeah. I mean, it makes me laugh out loud big time because it's so tailored to the context. And I keep thinking, what's he going to say next to these people right now? And that feeling is so like, you know, like, oh my gosh, he's about to really screw up. Like you can feel the danger in it. But it's so funny because you're just showing up in a place. It's not a show somewhere, really.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just you showing up.
It's like
up.
You go to somebody's house and put on a show.
It's like a street performer, really.
Yeah.
It's like somebody in the park starts doing comedy and then people start like eight people start laughing at him. That's like awesome. Like, how wonderful is that? You know, like it just makes the park better.
Well, today Matt texted me. He's like, Jim Worthen ain't gonna like that.
Yes, so Jim's not gonna like this.
I did so in the label group.
The group.
And I was like, that's funny though, because I went in. You'd have to ban me from the group to stop me from doing it.
Yeah, it's right. Just like, going live in a group.
Anybody can do it. Anybody can just go live in a group.
That's very funny.
It's really funny, that power.
So any group on Facebook, if you're in it, you could go just go live.
Just the Darren Stain shows up and it's happening now and you can not watch it, but it doesn't matter because otherwise he might just be taping it by himself, right. Which is so lame. So to me, the thing I've been thinking for so long is, I mean, I know this sounds dumb, but podcasts, like when people start new podcasts now, I always feel that that's a little bit late, so to speak, right. You know, it's a little bit late. It's like a podcast is something, but it almost feels like you would have a podcast, but really there's something in front of that. It's a stream or there, you know, there's something that's more what podcasting used to be. That's a little bit more dangerous and live and weird or informal. Podcasting's just, all I'm saying is it's become formal. So the quality's more, the seriousness is more, you know, it's not, don't you feel that it's not the way it was in 2015, Toby?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's so many now. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But even what works on a podcast or sounds dumb on a podcast has changed dramatically, don't you think, in 5 years? Like, stuff that used to would have been passable, now you go, oh, shut up, idiot.
it seems like now people go, well, especially with COVID, I guess a lot of famous actors and comedians, everybody just was like, oh, well, I can just do this, and you'll get to hear me more. Maybe that's the access that people wanted, but I mean,
I think it's like blogs. Like, you remember when it was like there was bloggers and then all of a sudden every website was a blog and everybody had a blog and every stupid business that makes anything was a blog. So that's what podcasts went. There was a rogue pirate radio, like out there thing that was just wild in a way. And then it became the, what every corporation has for stuff.
I remember it's probably 2 years ago, Lunsford had an ad agency. Is that what you would call it? What was it called? The marketing agency?
Yeah, I don't know. I was
Lunsford's market ad agency. You're kind of like Uncle Jesse and Joey from Full House.
Lunsford Creative.
Yeah, Lunsford Creative. And we went, me and Lunsford and Reba went and helped this guys on this company. It was a construction company, real estate. It's a few different things. Seemed like a real big company that was doing good. Do this podcast. We sat there and they did all right, you know. And then I think Lunser, you went back the second time, and then their business collapsed, right?
Hey,
like, and you never got paid.
Yeah, I didn't get paid for like my last month of work, which was like $5,000. And like they were just real stupid. They thought I didn't realize till afterwards that I was there to save.
You were the last effort, right? You were their prayer. It's like, we got to put the last $5,000 on this guy.
Yeah. Well, because my friend that got me hooked up with them, he had put out a Facebook thing saying like, hey, does anybody like know how to do social media stuff and video stuff? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I could do all that. And I hit him up and had some meetings and talked about money. And like, I couldn't believe it. They were going to pay me $5,000 a month. And it was like five different companies that are all under this one guy. And so they wanted each company to get attention. But then it started being this thing where like there's this one real estate guy that, and kind of smartly, he kind of just took advantage of having me around and he used me for a lot of stuff. And so that would take up a lot of time. Then the other companies would get mad or whatever. But if they had told me that I was like the last hope, I thought they were like, okay, it's time to get into this space. It's time to bring it up to the where the world is going, get some good content. And I think they were just like out of money or something.
Yeah, they crumbled. It was really funny too, because one of the umbrellas companies was like, if I remember this right, Lester, you help me remember, but it was like some, I think it was like HVAC or plumbing. Mm-hmm. And he didn't trust Lunsford, what Lunsford was doing. Like, he did not trust you. Remember, you made a commercial or whatever, and it got a lot of views and stuff, but he didn't see that at all. Like, whatever it was, he was like, he thought it was bullshit.
Yeah.
That whatever the money they were paying you was like not worth it at all.
Yeah. It got
he was right.
Yeah. Yeah. It got pretty
he saw it coming.
Well, you look at that and you realize it's not. It might seem like a good idea to just take the money or whatever, like if somebody's offering it, but it just ended bad real quick. Like, right. You know what I mean? It just ended real bad.
That's better
real
than
quick.
Ended bad and slow, though.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but yeah, that's funny. Me and Toby used to talk we were talking every day, like, we're going to be fucking real. I was trying to bring Toby into it, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, this could be it. This could be the one, you know? Yeah. And it wasn't.
There's got to be so many companies that just like, they're like, I don't think they've been saying you don't need to do online, or they don't understand online until it's too late. And then they go, well, maybe we should just go do the online thing real quick.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy the amount of local businesses. Like, I bet if you could tally the amount of local businesses, the amount that does not even have a presence on the internet.
Right. It's like a lot.
I mean, it is a ton.
A lot.
Especially the, you know, the blue collar jobs and the, you know, that the trades, all that stuff, because they just don't, and they don't, and it's word of mouth. And so but 80% of people Google who to call?
Right.
I mean, doesn't like everybody do that except those people?
Yeah, there's tons of business that just have stuff like where it's a location-based or relationship-based or whatever. But, I mean, there's companies that are trying to compete with companies that are digital in their same space.
Yeah.
And they don't have a chance, obviously, you know, long term. But, I can't imagine how many – like, we don't ever hear the stats on that. You know, when they say small business is closed, especially with COVID and stuff. Like, you don't really hear the stats ever on that. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah,
like,
no.
All the restaurants and stuff you kind of hear about, that, but the amount of businesses that probably just don't reopen, I guess it's just still, I guess that's all still early. Like, in a few years from now, you'll hear crazy stats about how the world changed right now while you're not paying attention to it. Exactly. Like, day in and day out, it seems like stuff's happening so fast. But when you look back, it'll be like, oh, crazy when you take the last year or so and have it all analyzed.
But I mean, is the whole market just making a huge switch? Like, are all those jobs and businesses that are closing, there's probably as many and maybe more new jobs that are opening? With internet and with technology and with marketing and with SEO, you know, like all these new companies are sprouting from COVID stuff, being at home and being digital only. I mean, even like crypto stuff, all this
stuff.
I'm
saying, I think the main new job is crypto trader.
Right.
Of shit coins.
Or even, you know, like with our coin on Rally. I mean, Rally is a thing I had never even heard of until we did it. Mm-hmm. And now they have tons of jobs and they hire tons of people. So there's probably a lot of companies like that.
There is, yeah.
They're hiring.
But it's not the same people that are losing jobs or getting those
jobs.
No,
I know. But I'm saying new people are getting those jobs.
Yeah, different people, though.
Right, not the same people.
Yeah, some people are still coal miners and factory workers. Right. They do not want to get into tech world. Like, it was so funny. I remember my dad always worked in a warehouse his whole life. And he said his company got bought out about 3 years ago. And he just started telling me how they want him to use the computer, but don't they understand the way he does it with the paperwork just works. But he could not go to that computer. They just made him. And now he talks about how he's a whiz on it. And he's so good. he's just killing it. But it was like, it was so awful for him to think I have to go start typing now and put it in this. And what if I don't save it? What is saving, or typing it in? He could trust his pen and ink, you know? And so all those people, like if my dad was only 50 right now, I don't know. But I mean, that's me. I'm going to be 50 in 5 years. I'm not going to be able to keep up. I can't do all that.
You're predicted to be much worse than your dad. But somebody your age.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I don't actually know about
you. I think
you're a particular wild card out of the wild cards. There's nearly no telling how you'll adapt to a changing future. Well, Toby Morrell himself is very unpredictable, I think.
That's very true.
Morrell has to be better off than
anybody his age.
45-year-old guys from Greer High School.
They don't Amazon yet or anything.
Guys who don't use Amazon.
Trust it.
They wouldn't put their credit card in Amazon yet.
Put my credit card
on Toby
there.
Owns a crypto.
Yeah,
currency.
But what's funny about that is Toby's so skeptical of it. His friends are making a lot more money off of it than he is.
I know. You're right.
He's like,
he's still playing it conservative.
Should I buy it?
Well, that's why I talked to Devin and Lester. I was like, should I buy our coin? But in my defense, it's very hard to explain
I
created a coin to my wife. It that almost couldn't be more of the dumbest, stupidest thing I could ever say to her.
Try to explain that to your dad. I want you to explain to your dad that you created a cryptocurrency and you are invested in it.
Right.
And making money.
Yeah. 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 Making other people money. Like we created something. Yeah. A currency that you could buy stuff with it.
Dan, I bet he's heard of Dogecoin by now, right? Don't you think he's heard of it?
I don't think so.
Maybe on news or something? Maybe?
No, I don't
think
so.
The local Greenville?
Yeah, well, Greenville. Oh,
everybody
Dogecoin.
Got hit, like his 401k and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
He said he couldn't trust that anymore, so he took his 401k out and just put it in his
put in Doge.
Yeah.
Put in Doge.
Oh, my gosh.
The funniest, I was going to tell you, you were saying, Devin, that like local businesses don't have a... websites. I don't know why, but one day I was sitting here after we moved to Champaign and I was like, maybe we will try church again when things start going in. So if you go to small churches, their websites are the funniest, worst thing. I mean, they don't know it. I mean, like one of them was literally just like an old lady looking at, like walking into church and somebody caught her with the camera, just
and they used it.
That was like on the front page. I was like, what in the world? Like, it's just, there's nothing there. Like, it's just, they just know if you have a website, well, it's the same thing, like missional. Like, you got to have a website to spread the gospel. That they don't think of it like as technology or marketing, I don't even think, really. I mean, in the sense of what it is on, Facebook and Google ads and stuff like that.
My dad was trying to help Greer Country Club a while back. Still, I don't know if he still is or was, but, it was having some trouble. They were trying to get it worked out. And one of the main things was a website. So my dad somehow got involved in trying to get the new website, and he's wanting to show me stuff and talk about it. And he hasn't even the foggiest clue about a website in any way. And what he kept telling me is it needed to be, when you go to it, like a picture of just green grass. And then you have to pick just the right music that comes on.
Right.
That's what he thought the website needed to be. He was about the music selection that would autoplay when you land on the website. And then that would probably do the trick. That was what he kept talking about.
Yeah. It was exactly what he saw during the Masters when they went for a commercial break. It's just great with some music.
He's like, that's it. You know,
that's what we got to have.
Yeah.
Got to have
it. Well, I mean, those kind of like those small churches and like your dad and just that culture of our parents and grandparents and stuff, they don't have really even like, maybe it's South too, but they don't have even an idea of what user experience is.
Right.
Like, not at all. For instance, when people I went to a super small church like Toby forever. And I mean, some weeks was like 15 people there. Some weeks might be 40. That was like a big week. And every time there was a visitor, they would call on the visitor to stand up and introduce themselves and talk. And these people are brand new and they don't want to be called out. They just want to be there and enjoy it every single time. And I was thinking back about that. I was like, that's the worst possible user experience you could ever have.
Yeah.
You know, when you relate that to a website or how to get somebody to keep coming to your church, I'm like, why would you ever do that? I mean, they don't have any clue about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, there's just so many businesses, I guess, that are just, I don't know. I feel bad for them really because they don't think about online. They don't hold the concepts. That's what's actually sad about it. They don't hold the concepts of what it is. And that's what's both sad and terrifying, because you have that feeling when younger people talk about stuff and you know what the feeling is of, I don't know what I don't have that concept. You know what I mean? Where they're talking about something that matters inside of something that you don't know what it is. That's going to increase.
That's the same. Devin, it was the same in my church. We have Kevin and Teresa Evans here this Sunday. Y'all stand up and tell us the way. I'm Kevin. And it's Teresa, obviously. Our boys are in Sunday school right now. You know, like, I mean, some people would talk, and then some people, it was just like unreal.
It was
terrible. But that's just funny when you think about the change in user experience in real life now to digital and whatever we call the next thing or whatever. I mean, what user experience, the next user experience, and I guess that's what it's always tried to be, but it will be trying to be completely seamless and you don't even realize it, right? Like, you don't even realize you're being sold something or funneled somewhere or done it. That would be the next step, right?
We're close to that.
I mean, everybody's been trying for a long time, but now it's going to be even more accessible.
People's behavior is being guided by the algorithms in ways that they're partially voluntary, partially unknown, but nonetheless, it's pretty inevitable. But you know, it's pretty inevitable. Like, even when we do marketing, it says the people will buy after they see your thing six times and you get them to go this and that. And the behavior, once it's in math, you can just see it. It's obvious that you can control people's behavior with the computer. Like, it's obvious that you can do that. And my grandpa used to buy, when he got old, he was buying shit at late night infomercials.
Right.
Right. And
he didn't have any business buying the stuff. He didn't need to want that stuff.
Just dick pills.
But they were just constant.
Unreal. When they died, you should have seen.
You wouldn't believe it. They work too, boy. That's the craziest part. Those things worked on him. But, you know, that was effective enough for where his mind was at that time to where he was, you could say, defenseless. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, these long algorithm, repetitive setups, behavioral, targeted, ultra targeted, you know, it's not and then there's scams, but even not scams, but just the psychological manipulation is possible by the machines that you give yourself to. They'll there's a lot of determinations that'll be made about your behavior that don't come from you.
Yeah. I mean, we're really close to having eliminated like salesmen. You know what I mean? Like, no longer used to be salesman was a certain personality, a type of job, and still is, I guess. But I was thinking about it. Have you guys ever sat through one of those like vacation spiels?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Timeshare thing. So, you know, a lot of times Megan's family has timeshare. So there's been a few times where we offered to do it for them because we get free vacation. So we're like, well, we'll sit through it for you. But one time I forget where we were, and we sat through one. And it's always one person who's pretty nice. They're really welcoming. Right. And they're very nice. Oh, you know what? Give me 2 minutes. We'll be right back. And another person comes.
Yeah, yeah.
This person's a little bit more aggressive. And a bet, they're the next level.
Yeah,
so you go up to the next level. And then we hit the third level. And this guy
closer.
Was intense. I mean, like, he almost got angry.
Yeah.
Like, he was basically like, you're not going to buy this deal of a vacation. I was like, no, we don't need it. He was like, so you don't care about your family.
You don't care about it.
Yeah. Right.
You're telling me you don't care about your family. And I was like, what? If you talk, I just said no and we left.
Let me ask you this. Would it be good for your marriage to spend a night in this wonderful place with your wife? Okay. You don't care about your marriage. Is that what you're telling me here today? Right now in front of your wife?
But that's the point they got to for that sort of thing is like, you have to hammer it in. But now it's like Toby said, it's almost getting to the point where it's so seamless that you're going
so
down
good
this path.
To be sold now.
Yeah. Now you're going down this path of like, oh my gosh, look at that deal. Then you're here. And then all of a sudden you got it. You got your credit card information in and you're like, I just bought that. So no longer is that whole salesman thing even really necessary.
It's so bad for me. I promise you, this happened 3 times this week. We went and looked at a house, and the house had a jacuzzi in the back. And I think I just said koozie. I think we were walking out the back, I was like, koozie. You know, I'm just joking around. And on Facebook, an hour later, there's jacuzzi ads on Facebook. And all I thought was, they listening. They got me.
Oh, definitely.
I was like, what? There's nothing I can do. And in some ways, yeah, I mean, if we, you know, we're not buying that house or whatever, and I want a jacuzzi, well, Facebook hooked me up immediately to find where they are.
Tell you how that's even more disturbing is because, first of all, if it's the idea that it's listening, everybody kind of understands, has had that experience enough. And the data, I'll tell you something else extremely disturbing. Have you ever even you've heard of leaks all the day long? You've heard of this company got leaks. Have you ever heard of anybody getting in trouble for using data or having it?
Not that I know of.
You know what I mean? Like, what if you went, let's say Toby went over and just stole somebody's email list that you weren't supposed to have and started using it?
Right.
Do you think you could get in trouble for that?
I know somebody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, their whole email, all their emails got seen by Russia, and they, you know what they did? They just ran for president.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, it's not as if things like that get traced down when there's data is out. It's like, oh, it's just, you know, whatever. So if somebody was listening, however it does work, it's not like it doesn't get invested. It just doesn't, like, it's pretty wild out there.
It's not going to be stopped. Yeah.
Yeah. And so now, if you understand some of the things that AI can do, like hear your voice, dictate it, and then give it to somebody else who is selling jacuzzis in the area because you said the word, that's scary. But what if it was really analyzing your speech and your emotion and your conversation and context with your wife, and then that lead is sold to high-pressure jacuzzi salesman?
Right.
And it's reading the computer and the analog and the speech is reading your emotion and vulnerability and knows that you have a mental disorder.
Where you're compulsive.
Yeah, and that you're – exactly. Like, I mean, and there's nothing you will be able to do to not buy jacuzzis at that point.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know.
I mean, it'll know me better than I know myself. It already does.
It already probably does.
I mean, it already does. You know how many times Apple will or Facebook will show me a picture and just, you know, like from 12 years ago or something, however long ago is our kids. I mean, they know which ones to do to keep me, you know. I mean, everything is set up to just keep funneling back to them, back to them, back to them. And so that's just all it's going to be. Now, the big question to me would be, are sites like the big four or whatever, like Apple, Facebook, are they so powerful? Because obviously our government's incompetent. Are they so powerful that they are biding their time to be the heads of the world? Like the corporations, right? Won't government kind of fade a little bit and corporations will make some deal with people? Like, we're going to take care of so much stuff and we just need you to feed back into the funnel. Nobody cares about their data, really. I mean, that's why Facebook's free. It's not free. It's way worse than free.
What would it mean to say that they may already be more powerful than government?
I think they are.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're the ones that influence government to be what it is that make them seem what they are. is the way to look at it.
But I think the government still gets in the way, and it's so bloated in how they spend money. The corporations will go, wait a minute, if we could make this way more. Like you said, when you got your vaccine, Amazon is the best medical experience you've ever had.
I would take an Amazon USA over the USA USA any day.
I think I would.
Which, how wouldn't you? Are you crazy?
100%. I wish I lived in Amazon, Illinois. If I could
just go to Amazon and type in countries,
Amazon.
Nations, and there was Amazon Choice. Whatever one had Amazon Choice is the one I would live in.
Of course, I was
Amazon Select Nation.
Amazonica. I'm gonna live in Amazonica one day.
But I mean, you might be, the future may be as abstract enough to where you kind of there. It kind of will maybe be like that, but in not so physical. Like you may wind up in a walled ecosystem of Apple. That is more about your identity than being a U.S. citizen.
Which is what my phone is, right? That's what I'm saying. I choose Apple World because I like that experience.
More about your identity than, patriotic American. No, avid Apple World Garden iMessage guy. It's not your nationality, exactly.
Yeah.
But what if Apple's giving you health care and you just opt out of the Social Security and do so? I mean, sure. Why would that not happen? Or it could. I mean, or some version, weirder version than that, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, you're making a great point. If you turned over a lot of the stuff to Amazon, it would improve and potentially be profitable within, like if you handed over the post office or maybe low-level medical.
What about Congress?
You know what I mean? Like just check. Oh, yeah, I know, for sure, getting there. But that's what I'm saying. So at some point, they'll go, wait, this is, we're just wasting a bunch of money. We're having to bribe them or do this to get we don't need that. I mean, people are so disgusted by the presidents so far that, I mean, why do we want them for?
But presidents or billionaires, I mean, either way, we are all pretty nervous about what can happen next.
Who said, was it a podcast or who said they thought we should just have some kind of like a king or queen? And that gets our attention on stuff while the real stuff just happens on the side. You know what I mean? Like take the theater of politics away and give that to, the Kardashians or whatever.
Yeah.
There are kings and our queens.
Yeah.
And then the real stuff just happens over here and we just don't really pay attention to it.
Yeah.
It might would be better. But anyway, what were you going to say with lunch?
No, I don't. Yeah, it's fine. I was just going to, I don't understand. You know, people are so bent out of shape about they want to tax Amazon, like they get real mad about it, but like take that money and give it to who, like the government to do what with,
right?
What are they gonna, they don't think it through. I don't want to get political or libertarian, I guess, on everybody, but I'm a libertarian. Have you thought it through? You're gonna take the money from the people who spend it good and make, oh God, they make the world so much better.
It's just greed. It's just anti-greed is the word.
There's this whole narrative about, if you read food publications and stuff, food deserts, like where people don't have access to fresh food. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazon has made that, eliminated it, because you can order groceries on Amazon. You can just go on your phone and order vegetables if you want it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, or you can go to Dollar General and get Kool-Aid. That's fine. But you could just get and order vegetables.
But can you think, like, let's just say Amazon is better than the U.S. government. Doesn't have to be that hard to do that. Seems achievable. But if it did, I mean, can you think of anything that might go wrong next? Like, at that point, you're on some ride that there is no getting off of.
You lose some freedom at that point, for sure.
Like it goes good or it goes bad, but it won't matter because it doesn't ever get overturned. And that is one of the biggest real worries. And I'm not making that up. One of the biggest worries, that's the way Robin Hanson thinks, is civilization is just getting stuck in authoritarian surveillance states. It's a very logical outcome for civilizations. Like, why don't we, if they can spy, if they can manipulate, if they can do all this stuff, it's good and it's for commerce now. But eventually, it's whatever Jeff Bezos does wrong turns into a dystopia. But it could be a locked dystopia where to even speak against it, the robots come. There's no uprising for that. You know what I'm saying? There's no uprising once that happens. You can't even communicate with other humans without them knowing once you are in some kind of techno surveillance state that is run by.
But you know, like
and
you,
and
it
we all opted in. We all opted in because it was so great.
You're only seeing it from your eyes right now that is scary. And the time when it happens, it's not going to be. That's what I always thought.
No, it'll
funny.
Be, it'll feel great. You'll be. It'll feel like the best thing ever. You'll be getting.
I know, that's what I'm
they'll
saying.
Be shipping porn sex robots to your house and like stuff. The, and you'll be saying
you,
it's so
but
great.
You just said like when the robots come. But the robots aren't. That's putting a human at. Like when the humans come, they're going to rape you.
I'm just saying or the surveillance you or whatever. State.
The robots might just go. And then you're done. It won't even be that scary. They'll just.
I'm just saying when it's Jeff Bezos
like has robots.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Jeff Bezos created surveillance state is not something you'll be able to escape from.
Yeah, if you were in that. I think we're in a surveillance state. We've been in one for a while now. I think for 5 years at least. I mean, everybody has a camera on in their phone. I mean, it's probably 10 years. I mean, you can be seen. No matter what, anywhere. I mean, you just will be. So,
I mean, is that
there is no going back from that. Nobody wants to go back.
Is that most everywhere in the world, though, right? I mean, I'm assuming there's probably some countries and places where it's not as much
well,
as this.
Well, look
right?
at North Korea and just think about, like, yeah, what could they, what like can that. They do to, like, over, like, if they, how could they even tell each other enough that they didn't like that or want that to even know any, like, they're yeah. not able to do anything. And if, and more powerful than that, would be worse than that is the only right. point. So right. if it's one guy and he's a billionaire, basically people think billionaires are evil supervillains.
Yeah, they
so
are.
That's how it would go. Mm-hmm. It's just all, that's all. I mean, that it's worth being scared of is all I'm saying. You know, like I think of it this way. I cannot tell you how much I like, believe in, and trust Elon Musk and Joe Rogan. I can't. All I know is, I guess I'm all in, guys, whatever y'all say. I mean, that's not literally true, but I don't know. I mean, what else, you know, like, right. when they say stuff, yeah. it doesn't not make sense to me. So right. I know I fall in their demo, so I'm terrified of those two men. I'm their biggest fan and terrified of them. I'm not really their biggest fan, but I am fans of them. And that's terrifying to me because I'm a big Mark Driscoll fan. You know what I'm saying? No. You know, I'm a big Joey Spencer fan. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the best judgment. I fall that's into true. They're ahead. If they wanted just to say the things that I would like and they're smart enough to do so, I suppose that's what they're doing. What their real goals ever are, it doesn't matter because I think the one about going to Mars is so fucking cool.
Right.
So well, I'm all in.
Who was I talking when me and Toby were talking about dangerous. This? I think like a couple weeks ago was, would it be better? I mean, I guess you would say yes, no matter what. And I think I would too. But if you had like 100 Elon Musks in control of everything. Like,
yeah.
They're just trying to cure cancer. They're trying to fix everything. They each one has their lane and they're just yeah. going down their lane, trying to make everything better. Same capacity. I mean, you would prefer that, right?
But there's no way to get such things. So first of all, nobody tells Elon Musk what to do, and there's no way they could. Think right. about that. There's not some job he would take that could ever exist by
But
anybody.
I'm saying, what if you
He's
had...
He's just doing what he thinks is right.
What if you had Elon Musks that were interested in all these different
They
areas?
Wouldn't be. But they would be already be doing it. You wouldn't. They don't need anybody.
Sure.
They don't need jobs or
well,
positions.
But think about what
they'd
saying.
They'd be having to abandon what yeah, makes but, them to go do some... job of whatever that
no,
they
because
wouldn't want to do.
Like right now, you have an Elon Musk that made PayPal and Tesla, and that's what he's doing. So if you created another Elon Musk right now, that's already being done. And I guarantee you, Elon Musk wishes there was a million more hours in the day and he could do other stuff.
Wait,
I
mean, you mean I, like I literally mean, clone him?
Yeah, like if you had a,
well,
I was thinking
yeah,
if you
I
had
you
like a thousand of them that were
well,
like,
I mean, you mean like literal clones of his mind?
I guess so. Sure. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. That would, that's what will eventually happen. Yeah.
Right.
That will happen. That's what Robin Hanson's book is about. The,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that yeah. I do think is probably right.
So, cause I mean, it'll be Elon Musk going, oh wait, I got Tesla handled. I can go check that out, but I understand it. But, and somebody else yeah. will do it.
Models.
I can go
simulated models of him for decision right. making as a program that other people will be able to wear. How about that? How about you just load the program that you get the Elon Musk decision-making facilitating, ooh. And then you navigate your whatever it is you want to do in the world. Like, that'd be proprietary software from Neuralink that you'll be able to download. It costs whatever it costs.
Jeff Bezos does look a little evil, a little, you know what I mean? Like a little Lex Luthery to me.
Yeah, he does. I mean, sure.
it's something like that.
So does Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, he looks like an alien.
Yeah, Zuckerberg, he's bad.
Zuckerberg's probably the most evil of all.
Zuckerberg and Bezos appear more evil. Bill Gates certainly looks evil.
Oh, I mean, God. You know,
too many ways to make him look evil. You know?
Have you heard of those guys like, what's the other mega rich guy? Sorry. His name slipped my mind.
Warren Buffett?
Yeah, Warren Buffett. And this other guy that I don't know as well. They were talking on a panel. They said, what do you guys think about Bitcoin? And they do not like cryptocurrency. I mean, they are big time against it. Like, I think they feel very threatened. You know what I mean? Like, you can see it in some of this new, those older generation. I mean, it's so funny because it's just this traditional mindset of these guys. And then these new technologies, I don't think a lot of them like Elon Musk either. You know what I mean? Like, because he has, he's kind of a new way. He's pushing boundaries in different ways. And so I think it makes those people feel uncomfortable. So, but that's why a lot of the younger generation and us like him, because it's like, well, yeah, he's doing things that I think we should be doing, not just making tons of money.
But it seems that they may be playing to people like us. That is the sense that.
Oh, you mean
from
Elon
Warren
Musk?
Buffett's point of view, or whoever? I don't know if he really is out on Bitcoin. I don't know what they think, but they see these big figures playing the game to people like us, and like they see Elon Musk as not just doing what he feels like, but doing exactly what would cater to get the reaction he's trying to get, that then gives him something they really wants or whatever. And it's not really obviously just directly cash money, but in any case, you know, I'm going to stay dedicated to these people that I'm fans of and look up to. And also I'm watching you, Elon Musk. I don't trust you, Joe Rogan. So we do Rogan watch, Musk watch. That's right here. We're going to keep an eye on them right here. Also, if you try to say that, I invented a new, you know, unique New York. So go ahead and try to say Rogan watch, Musk watch a bunch of times in a row fast. Go ahead and try. Go ahead.
Rogan watch, Musk watch. Rogan watch, Musk watch. Sorry.
I think I trust Rogan a lot more than a lot of those people, but I'm not sure. It doesn't seem like, I don't even know what the purpose would be of him doing anything to see, you know, like I could see Elon Musk, what he's doing, having some motive or it turning out real bad. But Rogan, just his podcast gets bigger and what?
He's gaming so hard right now. Think about this. Think about this for Joe Rogan.
All right.
Here's my conspiracy theory to watch on him is he, whole thing with the comedy store, right? He goes, he's there at the comedy store. He leaves. It's this religious like legend where he walked out and a crazy thing happened and blah, blah, blah. This narrative starting there, he crafts that. It's functional. And where does it really go? So you have this whole thing of comedy that he's now at the center of from the play. You know, he makes much of the history and the magic of all that. And then he comes back to the comedy store. He whatever with Mitzi, but Mitzi's gone. You know, my theory is he hated Mitzi. And then, check it out. You know how glad he is that the pandemic came and that place is closed down. And now he's bringing the whole scene out of there. He said, fuck you when he left the first time. He came back doing all this. And now he's killed the comedy store, bringing the comedians to Austin and starting his comedy club that's supposed to transcend and be the next thing. So that's his narrative that he's got going now. There was that, and he took that, and now he is the whole thing.
But I mean, he was on Fear Factor.
I'm just saying. His it's not narrative like he had a is this. You know, it's religious like narrative about the thing and the comedy and the movement. It was there, and then it went down, and now it's gone, and now he keeps talking about how it's over. LA's done. The comedy store will never come back. It's here. It's Austin. It's me. Fuck you, Mitzi. And now he's going to take that and Elon Musk and go to I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm watching them.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a grand narrative.
He reminds, like, there's careers like that, though, like, almost like a not the drug thing, but like a Robert Downey Jr. or somebody like a Joe Rogan. To me, it's like they do what they have to do and they kind of disappear and then all of a sudden they're massive. You know what I mean? That's what it felt like with Joe Rogan a little bit to me. Now, I didn't track his comedy career as much as you guys did, maybe, but it felt like he did some stuff. He was here. They got into UFC. And then all of a sudden, he has his, the biggest podcast ever. You know what I mean? So it's like, it doesn't feel like it was a massive master plan.
No, I don't really think it was a master plan. I mean? But it narrativizes pretty well, is what I'm saying. Sure, though, yeah. Still. Like, it, like from his point of view, it's good that L.A. went down and the comedy store's closed, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Now it's just, and then immediately he tells every comedian to move to Austin and he's starting a club. I mean, the best case scenario, he's the central figure in all of the art form stand-up comedy because he's that dominant, because he is.
I don't think that's going to last. I think people will get back to L.A. I mean, it's just too much. I mean, they'll get rid of Noosa. Aren't they going to do a re-vote?
Yeah, they do recall, but then they just vote again. So
right. I think Newsom's going to be out. So they'll have somebody, and that person, all that person has to do is be a little bit more fiscally responsible, just a hair. And a business will come back and everything. I mean, you'll just, it's just too good. So I'm wondering, all those people are going to move out to like Austin and Nashville, and they'll just go, wait, LA was so awesome. 5 years, they'll all be back.
And, you think it just reverts?
I think so. I can't imagine everybody staying out in Austin. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it becomes the L.A. of, you know.
I guess why wouldn't they? Of the country. Well, the whole point he's saying is that he doesn't think comedians need Hollywood anymore, which might be true, right? Like,
yeah.
What does Tom Segura or whoever need Hollywood for? Like, to be in a movie?
No, you're right. But it's more than just that. It's just everybody was there. So, like, everybody won't move to Austin. Everybody won't move, you know, everybody's not going to go to Nashville. And all those places are real tiny. So, you kind of need more. Like, if you really wanted everybody there, that's why L.A. area works so well. Everybody can live there. That's why it's so packed. But, I mean, everybody can live there that's, you know, famous or interesting or creative or whatever. I just wonder. I just think they'll go back. I just do. But I'm passionate about it, guys. I don't think I'm ever going to live in. There was a time where I thought maybe I could live out there. Maybe I could do that. And this is not going to happen.
I mean, when we say LA, I mean, it's, you just think of like, what do we think of when you say LA? Exactly.
I mean, Hollywood.
Because the city, Hollywood, right? Because the city is awful. And there's nothing there, right? I mean, just business and crap.
They got a lot of international business and stuff too, I guess. Yeah. But I just think of it as Hollywood.
Yeah, I guess it's Hollywood.
But I don't have any, I can't figure out what Elon Musk is trying to do that's so bad yet. But he,
somebody said, three of the Hardy Way said Musk see TV. Oh yeah. Joe Rogan was on news radio too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was
yeah. I forgot about that.
But you feel movies? That, what do you think when people are saying Jeff Bezos and that, like, they're like, obviously the fact saying they're greedy and just want more cash money doesn't make sense, right? Like, that can't be how bad they are that they hey, Bill Gates would do anything to get another billion. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
No, I mean, they're past that.
So that's what I'm saying. So what their real aims are, if that, do you, why don't they say them then? Like, what?
You'd feel better if they would just say, I just want to make as much money as I possibly
can. It'd be way better. I'm saying, clearly, even billions doesn't matter. So something matters because they work their fucking asses off all day, every fucking day. So that should worry you, is what I'm saying. I mean, it's what?
I know.
Bill Gates is obsessed with saving everybody on the planet all day, every day. I'm glad in some ways, but okay. That, you know, that when
I think they actually think something like people, almost like maybe like mankind kind of depends on them a little bit. I mean, I think they do probably think that to some degree. Like Bezos, I mean,
well intentioned can really go wrong in that scenario.
I mean, if Amazon disappeared now, like just gone instantly, you know how crazy that would be?
I know.
I mean, it would just be insane because, I mean, so many people utilize that soap for everything now. So, I mean, that would be a drastic impact on humanity now.
I mean, you used to
same
think
with Bill Gates,
people, you go, people want to get rich, and you always thought, I'm going to get rich, and then I don't have to work.
Right.
Right.
That's not any, doesn't describe any rich person,
no,
you know, or billionaire. It describes a lot of rich people, you know, that do nothing. But billionaires, there's something else going on. And nobody talks about what it is, and they don't tell you what it is. But Elon Musk says he wants to go to Mars, and his actions are consistent with that over and over and over again. He seems to prove a lot. So you think it's easy. It really kind of proves out what he's claiming his what he's really trying to do, at least the best, and it is checking out. But if he's that smart, that doesn't mean he couldn't have one layer of intention beyond that that we don't know, you know.
I mean, they just have so much that they just have to do sick shit to feel anything. I mean, they can't feel. I mean, can you imagine what is sex like for a billionaire? It has to be horrible.
It never gets.
It has to be. All I mean, don't you have to murder in order to even get a boner or something when you're a billionaire or something? Like, I mean, you have to do something horrible, right? You have to be a sick fuck to have that much money. I mean, because nothing, there's nothing that really could bring you pleasure because you could have anything. So Musk is obviously thinking, I mean, how legendary it'd be maybe the most legendary thing ever to colonize another planet, right? You would be
known. That's like conquering the chick at the bar for him.
Yeah, and
right. That's the stakes are higher than that. King, I'm gonna ram my fucking rocket into
a real king of another planet,
celestial body. King Musk. That's how I get off.
I mean, so that's what he's gonna do. I mean, he can do it. That's what's so crazy. We live in a time where this is this dude that I think, he's gonna make another Earth.
I believe he's gonna go get a planet for himself.
Get an Earth.
What are you talking about? That's not normal. That's not normal. He's gonna go there and get a planet. And
have you seen the screen inside the Tesla? Of course he's gonna do it.
Have you heard the fart turn signal?
Oh, have you heard it? My God.
Here's the playing field is the way I see it with those guys. There's people on Earth now who aspire to be on the Mount Rushmore of outer space.
Yeah.
Right? That's I'm not even joking about that. There's people today who think, I'm going to go out there and do that, and they'll probably carve a planet in the solar system with my face in it. That's what it'll be, Space Mount Rushmore. It'll be four planets that don't have any function get laser carved with the image of Elon Musk and whoever else goes out there. You know, that's what they'll do to outer space, like they did in South Dakota or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And who's going to be on the Mount Rushmore of whatever? That's what they're thinking.
I mean, it can't go much farther than that, right? I mean, something terrible has to happen. I think, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
I just don't think it can go much farther than that. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I feel like it's just the end of humanity. I don't really know what. I know I'm serious. I mean,
you wonder how our parents' generation did start talking about end times all the time. That's just, I mean, it just goes right to it. It's all going to end soon. The trumpet will be playing.
I think it will. I mean, I promise. I don't think it's that crazy to think 5 years from now I'm living in a cave. just having to do fire and fish and stuff. I mean,
you think you'll be able to get one of the caves? You know how hot those cave real estate is going to be.
My God.
One of the caves?
I'm just living in a dream. I know it's not going to ever become reality. I won't get that. I'd kill for a cave. 5 years from now, I literally might have to kill for a cave.
And if you have a cave, everybody's just trying to come kill you for it. So that's the worst part about having it.
It's going to be, I mean, if it really did that, like if it went to everything, all of a sudden became Naked and Afraid, the TV show, like everything. I mean, there will be so many people that would just lay down and just quit. They would just just will quit. Not even like sick or anything. They're just like, I'm not doing this. No way. I'm not going to try and catch a fish or a frog and fry it and eat it and stuff. I mean, that we have way too much money. We're all rich. I mean, in the history of the world, I mean, Elon Musk is just unreal compared to us. But I mean, we're all rich. When you think back to the people that had to they just died all the time. You know what I mean? You just had kids because you knew some of them were going to die. So you had to have a bunch of them just because they were going to die. They couldn't even live. And now we can't even do anything. We can't hardly do anything. I mean, we have to be taken care of. I know. All we do is order stuff and complain about it. I mean, we get unbelievable amounts of shit sent to my house every day. And sometimes it's going to go, what the? Can't believe it did this. This piece of shit thing. I thought the picture and all that. This sucks. It's fucking. Now I gotta send it in. And I mean, and it came to my house and it was awesome. And I just,
it just showed up.
I am not a big online return person.
No.
I have a high threshold for what I often say. I'd pay somebody else $200 to send that back for me.
My wife is great at that. She's great at that, and I hate it. I'm like,
I got some underwear. It was too small. They were size small because I didn't even check the size. So I was pissed that they didn't make me check the size. You know, I was just trying to get some underwear. And I am not sending them back. They cost $10, and I was never. I would easily pay $20 or $40 to not have to send it back. So I'd throw
them
in the trash.
You would much rather throw it in the trash, right?
Yeah, there's no way I would return that because
I bet Cole's the next day returning it at the kiosk.
I gotta admit a little something. We're talking about the future and all that stuff. I got a little guilty pleasure.
So you've been to the future.
So on TikTok, there's, I don't know how many there are, but there's some people that they say they're from the future.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I love it. Like I follow it and I think it's interesting. And I even try and like track the dates that they say sometimes. They'll be like, on June 27th, 2027, this is going to happen.
Right.
And I'm like, I want to know if that's going to happen. And I'll just think, okay, I'm going to remember that date. And so they always talk about all these different things that are going to happen. But I'm like, couldn't there be somebody from the future?
But why wouldn't they be from tomorrow?
They wouldn't do that. If
they wouldn't go on TikTok and try to tell
you. Maybe they would. Maybe they're all total redneck weirdo idiots. Why would you think they'd be super smart and do the right thing when they're in the future? They came from us. I mean, the future ain't going to be filled with all heroes and change the world for the better. They're going to be
these people
way shittier
are from,
than us.
Are they from this timeline or that timeline is my question.
What do you mean?
Are they from here and they went to the future and came back and are talking about it? Or these people that are from the future that are now inhabit our temporal plane?
I don't know. I'm not sure. They don't specify.
Why do they all go back like 7 or 8 years where you can't prove if they're right, instead of just like yesterday? Like why are there no future travel from just tomorrow and they come back and do a TikTok? Hey, tomorrow this is going to happen.
Well, maybe they're going back sequentially.
Okay, look,
telling
I got
each
one here.
Generation accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, look, I looked at one. Okay, so this one, it just has text on it, right? So see if you can hear it.
Yeah.
It says, stop scrolling. I am a time traveler from the year 2582. Many of you have asked for a face reveal. This is no good. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, attention, this video is not a joke. I'm a real time traveler from the year 2582. On May 8th, 2021, astronauts will discover a planet exactly like Earth in our solar system. It will be, it will be an exact clone of our Earth with a mirrored effect.
Hey, that's in a few days.
This is the first time we find other human life in the galaxy.
Whoa.
That is not a joke.
So that's coming in a few days.
Yeah, yeah.
We can test that one. This is a TikTok. It's called From the Future. At Authentic Time Traveler.
I always appreciate authenticity.
And it has 212,000 followers.
Wow.
212,000 followers.
All right. So if you want to go wild with that, you'd have to say, I think where we're all coming from is entertainment value. It's authentic.
That's what I'm saying. That makes me think it probably is.
That's what I'm saying.
A dumbass future person. What am I going to do here? Authentic. That's how our kids, our great great grandkids, are going to be morons. Moron. They're just going to hop in this machine and shoot back here and get on TikTok. That's what the people of the future just want to get on TikTok because they thought it was cool. It's nostalgia to them. There's this thing called TikTok back then. My great great granddad did. I'm going to go back in time and get on there and get 200,000 followers.
So it's not that y'all believe that would be maybe true, but it is that you, whoever's making that, you respect it as a media creator and an entertainer. You go, my gosh. And the fact that it has that many views, that says something about it that it validates it. I mean, in a way, whatever, I would say it this way, it's an art form and it is validated. And real, and that is a very, whatever one that is that's working well is good. So it's just in the area of a meme. Like it's a meme that can exist, and the art form is something like telling people what they want to hear or what, right. Like you have a hole in your mind for this. And that's what right. the conspiracy theories are. It's yeah. like, we got to have some explanation and we all feel like it's falling apart. And then there's an art, there's a game to try to come up with things that can do that.
Well, and I think
some
a little
of them
bit
are
of,
brilliant and hilarious yeah. and they work and they're undeniable. And as an entertainer, somebody tries to write a song or a catchy hook or right. make a show. I mean, that like they're succeeding at something.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a time traveler from the year 2582. On August 14th, 2021, scientists will discover a long-lost ship 200 miles off the coast of Antarctica. It will be dated from centuries ago. This will be the first of many discoveries. I'm sorry, it's going slow. Oh, that was it.
The first of many discoveries.
Yeah, that's
no,
pretty
No, I think, okay, so for me, and you know, not to get too silly, but some of these things, like for instance, the conspiracies that we probably heard in like the 80s and 90s, yep. some of that stuff is starting to feel a little bit like real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like anybody thought, no doubt.
Yeah, about like future stuff. I mean, you Terminator and you got all that. You know what I mean? Like you see all these weird stuff right. in the 80s and 90s as a kid and you're like, whoa, that's insane. But now you're here and you're almost like, wait a second. That's kind of right. I mean, it's kind of close to being right.
Right.
And then you talk about aliens forever ago and people talk about all this stuff. And now it's like there are all these stuff coming out about government saying this was real and this is that, you know, it's like, wait a second. What isn't real?
Yeah.
Like what have we heard before that actually isn't real, or is most everything real that you hear about? You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like the conspiracy stuff is like, there's something real to it. And then you get there and like, eventually there's some things that are uncovered there. You're like, well, that wasn't too far off. That's kind of the way it feels to me a little bit right now. You know what I mean?
Yep. I feel like that we know a little bit more about aliens than they let on. I feel like there's something, maybe just a hair more. And I think the way it works is not that it's all these entities and they're so, but I feel like once you find something out, you get a little nervous that maybe they would kill you or somebody would, or maybe it'd really ruin your whole life. And so you'll just kind of keep quiet. You know what I mean? It's not like an actual real threat, but you just are a little worried. And so I think people maybe, I think government agencies probably do know a little bit more about a lot of stuff than they let on. Obviously, maybe that's security even, but I think there's probably more. It just feels, it's getting goofier and goofier with alien stuff and UFOs. It's just getting a little bit more strange. I just feel like instead of outright going, no, don't worry, UFO only means it's unidentified. It's not from another planet. You know, they're not saying stuff like that anymore. It just kind of just goes, yeah, we saw some UFOs. It's like they're kind of sliding everybody into, but you know, but it's not from another planet. It's not an actual UFO, you know, from another galaxy or something. I think the language has changed. I think they just know more.
But maybe they don't know enough to even say anything, but they just like, they don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
They know their stuff, and they don't understand. It's not like they, you know, like the amount of it might be they have some shit and they just don't know anything about it. Like what
right.
to do.
Yes.
With.
Right.
They're
yes.
maybe just stuck. Like they've looked at it for 30 years and just don't know. And weird stuff keeps happening.
I could totally see that.
And so they just don't know. There's not something they could debrief that anybody would believe. It would.
That's true.
They can't
yeah.
come clean. It wouldn't ever be like, what is it? All right. We're sorry. We're just going to come clean tomorrow at 2:00, show up at the press conference. And this is everything. Like, that wouldn't, there's no such thing as that.
The worst thing would be,
like, how would they, you know?
Yeah. Well, the worst thing would be, what if they know that they've gotten the messages, decoded them, and everything. And they know aliens are real and they'll be here in 15 years to murder us all.
They're coming to.
So you got 15 years. They know. I mean, everything would turn to shit.
Yeah, you wouldn't want them to tell us, right? Like,
right. I would not want them to tell us that. If you knew you only had 15 years, yeah, you just. That's what I'm saying. Nobody. You can't tell people.
We've decoded their text, and we're 82% sure that they're coming to kill us in a decade.
Yeah,
but do what you want with that info, general public.
What would you do if you had heard that news?
It's 82%. No, no, no. Figure out what you want to do with yourselves in the world. Maybe it's not true.
God,
it's all we know.
The alcohol and drugs would immediately all be gone. I mean, they would just day one, every drop of alcohol, every kid, it wouldn't matter if you knew you only had 10 years. Do you think they would try to come up with like Independence Day, like some way, like a Jeff Goldblum person would rise, Elon Musk would rise and try to fight. I guess
we would turn into all, I put it this way, we would all become tremendously more religious into whatever, like it would turn into five or six cults and we'd all be in one fervently.
That's true. Well, there would be like a cult.
That's just that all you could do is believe as hard as you can. Right. That's what humans do, man. That's what we're. It might work too.
Yeah, there'd be a fight against the aliens cult. A don't fight. Try to be more.
And they become all religious.
Them. Yeah, yeah.
Quickly.
But, I mean, that would be just the most horrific. I mean, God, can you imagine finding out you got 10 years till aliens are here to kill us all? I mean, what would you? It would feel so awful. I mean.
Yeah.
Especially as it got closer. Can you imagine year 9? When you got this the last year and you know that they are getting close. You even see like people doing like telescope pictures of it. Now you can see it coming. Yeah. They're blowing it up on CNN. This is it. This is what it looks like. Shit. It's going to get here and then it just gets here. That'd be a good movie actually. It's a 10 years where you just and I guess at some point maybe it gets revealed or something. That would be a good story though. You find out at the very beginning, we got 10 years till they come.
And what would we got to do by the time we get here? It'd be so cool that they want to party with us or something.
Yeah. That's kind of like the asteroid movie, right? They knew they had like a year or something, a deep impact.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. They had time.
Did y'all see that newer one? What was it called? Greenland? Greenland? No. Did y'all see that one?
I haven't watched that one.
It's pretty good. Y'all should watch it. But it's like immediate. Like they don't know anything and all of a sudden it's just like time.
There it is.
So yeah.
They said there's a asteroid floating around out there that they can see that's like rare metals and stuff. It's just giant. Did you see that? And it's like
I didn't see it.
It's worth like 400 times the world economy.
Yeah. It's like millions amount of trillions of dollars.
What kind of metals? Like metals from Earth or different stuff or what?
Just like, stuff that's been made in the star supernovas, gold and platinum and whatever.
Yeah, stuff that's normally mined here.
Oh, I
see. Stuff that there's a little bit of here underground that we can kind of dig up sometimes.
But it's just full of it.
And it's just a giant, mass. Super massive,
jeez,
expensive metal.
Is that valuable?
And all you got to do is go get it. I mean, it don't belong to nobody.
Somebody go get it.
You just gonna go get it.
You like rope it.
Yeah, but that's what Elon Musk is doing or something.
I know.
You got to go get you a base on Mars to wrangle one of those suckers that's coming through in, 19 years from now. I don't know.
That could be like a good Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill movie or something,
Yeah.
James Franco, they're all trying to...
They're like all high and trying to catch
Pineapple
an
Express. Go get an asteroid. But no, you do it in the future to where space travel actually people are doing it. Like we've been to Mars and stuff. But now they got up a heist idea. Like there's this asteroid coming.
Asteroid heist.
Yeah.
It's like the Twister movie where they both get to it, two different teams trying to get to the asteroid.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's probably not. People going to space, I think stoners will be pretty late, because of how intense it is out there. But you could picture Seth Rogen or somebody like that wanting to be, now think about this one, the first person to get stoned in space, to get high and look at the Earth.
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to be somebody like Seth Rogen pays to go do that, right?
Yeah.
Like you pay on Jeff Bezos' rocket when it goes up and you go float in outer space and get high. That'll be something like Seth Rogen will do if he becomes a billionaire. Be the first person to do that. Look at Earth and just fucking float.
God, you'd be so scared though too, I bet. Awesome it'd be. But
and if he took
so
a camera
afraid.
With him, wouldn't that be a good Netflix original?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
The first person ever to be high in space.
It's Seth Rogen. He goes with a camera and you see him floating in space like Brad Pitt in that whatever movies or whatever. It's the George Clooney in outer space. But Seth Rogen really goes, really gets the shot. Like that'd be pretty awesome. He's scared and he's high and he's out there and he's talking.
Oh,
he's
God,
got a camera.
Funny.
Can you imagine being high in space though? You'd be so I would constantly be checking my air.
You would just be.
I forgot.
Unbelievable.
I would just think I would be just so panicky and so like I forgot this. What did I do? Oh no! Yeah, and is the oxygen coming in? Why am I breathing weird? Crazy, why am I breathing weird? Give me back! Give me. You just start panicking, and then that would be it. I don't think I could do drugs up there.
Way. Probably not.
I mean, it would be the drug. I mean if you left this planet, space.
You don't want, there's no way you would want to go to space.
I ain't going to space.
I don't think I could.
I mean, there's no way.
It doesn't seem fun.
It seems, God, I mean,
it's really dangerous. Yeah. Like, out of all things I could think of, that's one of the most dangerous ones, I would think.
I think it's the most exciting idea possible. You know, like, I never, this is the main number one thing I don't want to do, except for what if I did want to one day? Holy shit. Like, you know, you could at some point want to do that.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know what I mean? Oh my gosh.
You know? What if it gets to where a ticket is, you know, $25,000 to go to space and you are later in life and you've done well and you could afford it?
And you're just too much of a pussy to go to space at some point.
Yeah, that could happen.
Everybody else is gone, and it's magical. Well,
it makes me think about, like, you know, when the cars were invented, you know, like if you had told someone with a horse and buggy that in 50 years from now you can drive this metal vehicle at 80 miles an hour down the road, they would say that is the most dangerous thing I've ever heard.
Never.
You should never do that.
I would. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And they wouldn't. And now, I don't know how long from now it'll be that passengers can go into space, but
no, they're doing it now. They do it now. They've got the. I mean, I don't.
Well, I know people are signing up for it.
Lance Basco is going to go. I mean, it's like they do the high altitude thing. It's just, I mean, they're basically doing it now.
We saw a commercial for that on the Super Bowl.
I think Jeff Bezos has something right now where he's announced where they're going taking people in commercial space flights or something.
Well, I mean, 50 years from now, it'll be like driving down the road.
It's like I'm embarrassed that I haven't ever skydived, you know?
Right.
Like that's, I don't want to though.
Do they have plans to use that to make faster flights? Like if, say you want to fly from, you know, here to Beijing in a couple hours, like could you go into orbit and you go super fast, right? And then re-enter and then land in Beijing?
I don't think it works out, but
it don't work out.
I mean, in theory, you could go up high and wait and come back down. You'd be in Beijing.
Just go up straight up.
Yeah. Just go up and wait. I don't know that it works out economically with that entry and re-entry, you know, whatever's involved, but I don't know if you could save time or it certainly wouldn't be efficient, but in theory, you just go up and wait and come back. You could pull it.
Wait, could you do that with a hot air balloon? Can you just go up and stay still and wait? Or do you have to get out of the atmosphere?
I think you move relative to the earth in a different way, but not untethered from.
Okay.
I think it's like, you know, it would be a drift situation as you go thinner and thinner of the atmosphere.
Yeah,
you'd be less and less pulled by the rest of the surrounding atmosphere.
Because I've noticed when, like, I jump, I end up in the same spot when I come right down.
Yeah.
That doesn't check out to me.
That would be wild if you, like, jumped and you were 20 feet away.
Right.
That would be
out from under you.
Think what basketball games would be like.
Doesn't the Earth spin like 17,000 miles an hour or something like that? Isn't it, like, insane? I mean, I know, obviously, the mass of the Earth, but
it's the diameter so big that that speed has to be really fast. You know what I mean?
That's
insane. To cover the distance.
Gosh.
I just worried my kids would go to space.
It says it spins, or it goes, the Earth is moving at 1,000 miles per hour.
1,000.
That's not that. Well, the rotation or
the rotation.
The rotation's 1,000 miles an hour.
I guess it's going around.
Maybe what I was thinking of is I think the International Space Station goes like 17,000 miles an hour or something like that. Because you see it go across the sky and it is like just, I mean, it's gone.
What I was saying about if you wanted to fly to Beijing, it seems like you just get up there, that'd be faster.
It's a long way up there.
It's like 5 miles, I thought, or something.
Yeah, but that's true. But the entry, like the getting in and out of the atmosphere, the amount of fuel and stuff is like crazy.
Well, the
like
tickets wouldn't be cheap.
You think
you see the giant rocket? That's all just to get up, and it falls apart. You know, like 80%. You know, that's the thing that costs so much.
Do you think there'll ever be atmosphere patrol, like border patrol? Like there'll be like a patrol station at the atmosphere spot that you gotta check through to get up into the atmosphere.
There's a space force now, and they might. And there's space elevator technology. You've heard of it?
No.
It'd be carbon nanotubules, thing that goes to a platform in space. If they just had material, they could.
A five mile elevator.
Yeah, it exists as an invention already. It's just we don't have materials that can pull it off. But if we had engineered the materials that could pull it off, you could make a space elevator.
That would be cool.
What would you do up there?
You could take satellites. Some said use a giant. Have you seen those giant rockets that I'm talking about? You wouldn't need the giant rocket to send up a piece of space trash satellite up there. You would just go up in an elevator.
So it'd be a pretty.
And then
big
you go up. To orbit.
All right. So it'd be like it'd be like the cargo elevator in the hotel, like the custodian elevator, not like the
not a people elevator.
Okay, because I was thinking like a person, like you go up, like when you go to the Empire State Building.
No, but it's just because it's like you couldn't. There's no cables that could be long enough that wouldn't break under their own weight. For instance, that's really the kind of the limiting factor, something like that.
I have a side story here that is going to connect to what y'all were just talking about, and you will not believe that it will. I was watching TikTok today, and this guy had they've started a new company, and it's all about putting any face on anybody. But the goal is to put it on porn. So you could watch a porn film and any face that you can imagine could be on there. It could be somebody, it could be yours. You could put your face, having sex with somebody on there, all that stuff. Right. I was like, that's crazy that they're trying to get that technology even just for porn, but it'll be wild that deep fake technology or whatever. Then he goes on to say, and here's the kicker. They started their own crypto. It's called Cum Rocket. It's 15 cents right now. You can get Cum Rocket. So I told you it would come back around.
It did.
See? You did not that's see crazy. That coming.
Where do you get that? Funny. Where do you get Cum Rocket? What exchange?
Let me see.
Pancake Swap. Going over there to Pancake Swap.
Cum Rocket crypto price, 15 cents. This was on CoinMarketCap. I don't know if that's a trader. I don't know if you can buy it here.
Yeah, it's just a website.
Yeah. But, I mean, it'll probably do well. What's the craziest face you think you'd want to put on that you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Well, we've been thinking about sex robots for a long time on the show, just for years and years and years.
Oh, yes.
But I just had a new realization about it that I found quite disturbing is the concept of, like in the movies where you had to fight an enemy. The final enemy, but it's actually you that you have to fight.
Oh yeah.
So you're gonna find there's gonna be these deep fakes and then eventually sex robots and it's just you. You'll have it.
Just have sex with you.
You'll have a you and you'll have to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? You'll have to there'll be just people that's their preference.
What's
saying?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they'll just be them.
Yeah, you go, oh my gosh, wow, about that guy. Like that's all he's into or whatever.
What's the funniest face you could put on, like if you went into virtual reality and you're having sex with a human and you can put any face on there, what face would be the funniest one to have sex with? I got
funniest one.
I got two.
Lloyd Christmas, I guess. I don't know. Lloyd Christmas.
I was saying Mr. Bean.
That would be a good one. He's making the face.
And he doesn't talk. He's
just mumbling the whole time.
It destroys your bed and everything. And then I was thinking, like, what about, something crazy like Bill O'Reilly or something like that? That'd be a wild one. Is that Bill O'Reilly?
Wait, you put those faces on like a woman's body for you? That'd be funny.
Whatever body you want. Yeah, it could be on anybody. I mean,
are you denying that it wouldn't be funny? You wouldn't laugh if that scenario occurred.
Just a banging body with Mr. Bean's face.
Yeah, just a body that's unreal. You've never seen a vagina. You've never seen boobs like this. That ass goes for days. You just in, and then you just start at the feet. You go all the way up. This Mr. Bean. You would still have sex with it. It, him, her, whatever.
It's virtual. Come on.
This is a virtual person.
Up.
Loosen up.
Okay.
Loosen up, bro.
It's a joke. I mean, it's funny. It's fun.
Oh, gosh.
It's so funny. They, from y'all's episode, y'all did about talking about pastors' dongs and throbbing cocks and stuff like that, and the OnlyFans. I tried to put a clip up on TikTok, and they it wouldn't show it, and it kicked it off. It banned it.
Just because we said dong ties?
I don't know, because it just it's too vulgar, I guess.
Weird.
Because you're talking about the Rick Warren and Mark Driscoll and his. I didn't put the one up about Mark Driscoll's wife's vagina. Yeah, because there's one we got to talk about.
What was that one?
You're saying how massive it must be.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. Like yes, you
that
did.
That does not sound like something I
would say. You're saying how
you're taking that out of context, Aaron. Yeah. Quit.
It must be a context.
If you heard the context, it would make sense. Come on.
Oh God! I can explain. Give me a chance to explain.
You can't take them out of context. Of course,
you said it was a foot and a half.
No.
So go ahead, give the context.
Foot and a half.
Foot and a half. Boy.
Pussy. Ooh, boy. That is funny.
All right.